Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Well, guys, I hope everybody is having a wonderful day. It is Saturday, right?
It's Saturday, and I don't know about you guys, but we're cold. We're cold.
Yeah. We went to a farmer's market, and we were talking to the farmers, and they have never seen what's coming here shortly. Tonight and tomorrow, it's going to be very, very cold in the area. Dropping down potentially to the 20s. Now that is extremely unusual for this time of year in this area. In fact, again, they said they hadn't seen it like this before, and they're really worried because it's going to really potentially damage so much that's starting to grow. I mean, this is kind of prime time growing season in this area. And, you know, it's just par for the course that we get all these funny clouds and strange weather patterns. And it's all part of the big show at the end of the dark age.
Definitely get your plastic out and get that stuff covered. I guess that's about all we can do.
Yeah, and they're even worrying about the stuff in the greenhouses. So double check. Make sure you're subscribed to all three channels, Hearts Home, EE Arts, and Evolutionary. We did some videos. We put two out yesterday on both EE Arts and Hearts Home. And when we talk about things like this, the mystic path, the David Kingdom, Kabbalah, etc., talking about how the universe really works, we understand that it's not that people aren't interested. It's just that they don't want you understanding how the universe works. It gives the controllers an advantage when you are in the dark and they understand how things work. And that's exactly what they've done. And that's how they've created these fear-based systems that keep people in darkness. Absolutely. Okay, so this is a huge development, so they say. Final preparations being made to arrest number 45 next week. 45 will be fingerprinted and processed like every other defendant. Secret Service will make the decision whether to handcuff him or not. And, you know, this is truly the big news that's out there, as 45 says he expects to be arrested and calls for protest, as you see here from the Associated Press. Now, Zero Hedge has it titled, "Take Our Nation Back. Trump calls for protest as imminent arrest expected." You know, for those of you that have followed the channel and that have gone through and watched us for years, before this last election, we had shared with you that our guide said it's going to look like he's gone, but he's not. Here you go. Please do check out the track record, because, you know, it's just going down as planned. So what is the plan? The plan is to cause a civil war in the U.S. before a red dawn. That is the bottom line. And, you know, everything is just so damn predictable. It's actually pretty comical if it wasn't so sad.
Mm-hmm. It does. It does get a little bit old. Once you're awake to everything and you know that everyone's just a puppet, it starts to get a little bit boring. But gosh, you know, everybody is so interested in this. How can we not throw our two cents out there? They are definitely doing this, and then they're going to monitor human reaction. And I don't know, from what I can see, it's like I do see protests and I see scary things happening, but still the day-to-day drums are still beating on. You know, life is still happening. I think people should really save their energy for things that they can control and work on getting out of the system. I mean, we need to do what counts for us.
Absolutely. You know, as best as you can, it's understandable. It's tough. We are living in a world that's all about keeping people entrapped. And the number way of keeping people trapped is really through the economic system. Yeah, belief structures too, absolutely. Limited mindsets where you can't see outside of boxes. As hard as you try, you're still always having your head in a box. And, you know, it's very few people that see past all the different boxes, all the different entrapments that are laid all around us ever since, you know, we really are born and slapped by the doctor. You know, the moment that they turn you upside down, smack you on the butt, they're starting their indoctrination. It starts from day one, starts from before day one, really. It starts with your parents. Your parents are indoctrinated into the system. They have a belief set and they share it with you. They tell you what their version of right and wrong is, et cetera, et cetera. And in many cases, you know, the things that you're to do and not to do. And in many cases also, and don't talk back now, you know, don't think for yourself is really what the system is always saying to us. Don't think for yourself. We'll tell you what to think. And now they're telling you it's time to take our nation back. Well, you know, again, we can look at it from so many different points of view. How about the Native Americans? You know, is it time for them to take their nation back? How about people from Latin America and Mexico? Because I tell you what, I have this strong feeling that there are those that are inside this country that have been promised things to do with carving up the country after it falls. You know, there's many that have come through as illegal immigrants, illegal migrants, moving into the U.S. as sleeper cells. And again, have been promised different things, and they come from many different nations. And my grandfather came from Mexico legally, as far as I know legally. And on my other side of the family, they actually came through Ellis Island from Ireland back, you know, in the time when things were very, very harsh over there with that potato famine. Oh, yeah. You know, again, it's always going to be a grass is greener somewhere else scenario when times are tough. But the thing is, the control system uses one wave of people against the established people in an area. This happens time and time and time again. And this is part of what we want to get across, because yes, look what happened to the Native Americans. I was listening to a rendition, a historical accounting of the Trail of Tears before, when I was working out earlier, and, you know, talking about the Cherokee, and Cindy and I, you know, both also have Cherokee Creek traditions in our heritages as well. And the Trail of Tears truly was a horrible thing. And people were uprooted and people were told you got to go somewhere else. And thousands died going somewhere else, you know, where they had been rooted in a place for so, so long. Look at what happened over in what we could call Palestine. You know, Israel today, Palestine yesterday, Canaan before that, Philistia and parts of it, you know, again. It's just one group, one tribe of people against another forever. It never stops. Now, some will say, well, that's just human nature. I think there's a lot more going on than just human nature here.
You know, from what I can see, it's been a long study of watching to see what humans do and how they react. And I think one of the saddest things that I see people get caught up in is the medical system, because isn't it true? We all just really want to feel good. We want to have enough energy to do what we need to do, to love on our loved ones, to play with our pets, to play with our children, to keep our houses clean, this and this and that. And life throws certain blows at you, and usually it's emotional. And that's where things really start to break down. And when you're in a lot of emotional pain, you go looking for help because it's miserable. It's absolutely miserable. And that will break down the body and it will start to cause 3D problems as well. And it's just, it's sad how they get people trapped in there and feeling bad. And then here's some medicine. This will make you feel better. And pretty soon they're trapped. They're just completely trapped. And it's so hard to get off of some of those medicines that they put people on, these things that are prescribed by some beings that are taught to prescribe them. They can really put you in a spot where you have to be so careful to get off. If a doctor will help you get off, they might not help you get off of them. And if they don't help you, you could end up in a hospital. So it really puts people in a very dangerous situation when they walk into the medical system just wanting help. And shouldn't we just openly be offering one another help as it is? It shouldn't be such a huge business, but it is.
Yeah, there's traps, entrapment, and trap doors everywhere you turn. And in my opinion, this is just another one of those. I understand there's a lot of people that are looking for a savior. They're always looking for a savior. It's that savior complex that gets us looking for others to do things for us instead of us to do for ourselves. And that's exactly what I feel is going down now. But they are going to work people into a frenzy. So as we see here, we see the Washington Post reports Trump spokesman Stephen Chung said Saturday morning there has been no notification of an indictment, and said Trump's supporters should attend a rally he is holding next week in Texas for his 2024 election. Susan Necheles, a lawyer for Trump, said his remark about the timing of his arrest was gleaned from media reports on Friday about local and federal law enforcement players expecting to convene early next week to discuss security and logistics related to his expected indictment. Since this is a political prosecution, the district attorney's office has engaged in a practice of leaking everything to the press rather than communication with the President Trump's attorneys, as would be done in a normal case. So said Nicholas in a statement. As the banking crisis and the Hunter Biden laptop scandal continues to unfold, the potential indictment of former President Trump on felony falsification charges could be the only headline that really matters next week. Fox News anchor John Roberts informed viewers on Friday afternoon that Manhattan District Attorney's Office has requested a meeting with law enforcement ahead of a potential Trump indictment to discuss logistics for some time next week, which would mean they are anticipating an indictment next week. Same sources familiar with the planning said they will go over security preparations in and around the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. Secret Service will take the lead in whether they will or won't, what they will and what they will not allow, the source cautioned, mentioning, for instance, that the decision to handcuff the president, the former president or not, they will set the tone and escort him to the courtroom, as you see this here. So, and they will follow normal procedures. All this while there's so many revelations going on about 46 and the ties to the PCC and, you know, his buddy Xi. And, you know, it's all part of this big illusion. So they understand that there are certain things they want to manifest, and now they're really, really nudging. And the banking crisis, again, it's going to be drawn out. It's going to be something that's ongoing all year for the most part. If it does give us a big major collapse, I still feel it's mostly going to be more in the fall. It's going to be farther on down the line. But they won't roll out the all new system. That won't come out until after the war. So we have to have, obviously, the civil unrest in the U.S., you got to get us distracted, because there's another thing that's going on that really should have our focus. And, you know, this probably has something to do with it. KCAL meteorologist Alyssa Carlson lost consciousness during a live weather report Saturday morning, forcing the station to cut commercial break. Yeah, they don't know how she's doing now. I mean, we've had so many of these, you can't count them. You can't count them. Here we see DeSantis and 18 governors, GOP governors, form an alliance to combat 46's ESG push, direct threat to the American economy. As we look at Arkansas, Florida, and South Dakota right there, their governors. You know, again, it is a case where we are heading to a divorce of sorts. Interesting, too, when you look at the polls, it was like DeSantis was way out ahead. Now it's got 45 is way out ahead. It's whatever they want to tell you. We know. You know, we know about counting. We get it. We don't trust anything. Nothing that comes from, I mean, if anybody trusts anything that's given to us by politicians or the media, you really need to have your head examined. You really, really do. It's just beyond obvious at this point. 66 million Americans want a national divorce. So growing number of people agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene's call for a divorce, or the end of the United States as we know it. And it just so happens to all be happening during the Pluto return of the U.S. that we have been talking about for quite a long time now.
Understanding that planets and our chakras, we're all very, very connected. So when these planets make movements, our bodies, our minds, our souls are also making movements. So it's something that's very, very subconscious. But, you know, the controllers, they know these things. So they know when to put things into place. And then we're the ones who fulfill the things. We're the ones who are walking down the path that they lay out before us. We have choices. We don't have to follow that path. One thing that is going to happen, though, is the destiny is that this world is going to change. How things operate are definitely going to change. But we have a choice in how we get there. We have a choice in how we get to the finish line of change. And right now, it seems like all they're doing is putting these things right in front of us. So we think our choices are behind door one, behind door two, behind door three, but you can create your own door. But no one really thinks about that because they haven't been taught to. I mean, I'm looking at this whole thing. It's like such a circus, such a circus. It's just horrible.
I think, you know, this is Days of Our Lives. This is Guiding Light. This is General Hospital. I mean, it's just beyond ridiculous. It's so staged. It's so planned. It couldn't be any more obvious. I it's hard to believe. The only way people can go along with it is one, you know, they're either too medicated, you know, and they cannot think clearly, too irradiated, you know, having brains fried from FIVEG and all the Wi-Fi and the routers and all that, or just, you know, can't face the realization, truly can't handle the truth. Because I think a lot of people just want to hold out hope that Robin Hood's coming, or, you know, somebody's coming to save the day and it's going to make everything just perfect. Everything's going to go back to, you know, Beaver Cleaver, All American Apple Pie. Everything's going to be going back to being perfect, whether it's Happy Days and that time frame. But it's not going back. You know, the world is never going back to what it was. You know, this is the end of a complete cycle. This is the end of a way of life. It is going to diverge. And so we got to just simply make a choice. Do we want to associate with people like the politicians and the media that we see all over, you know, our screens, the mainstream life? Gosh, when you look at current pop culture, you know, again, it's just beyond disgusting. It's just atrocious. Do we really like that? Do we want to stay in that for forever, for many cycles, for perhaps many lives? As this is really what they are trying to do, is to truly entrap souls to stay with them throughout multiple incarnations. You have a CNN reporter robbed while covering rampant street crime in San Francisco. Yeah, society is falling apart. As we said, you don't really want to be in the big cities. And is it really worth it? You know, again, the lower frequencies, we drove through a bigger city today, well, bigger for our standards. It was intolerable. We wanted to go and just shower as soon as we got outside of it. The energy is atrocious in all the bigger cities. It's just getting more intense every single day. So again, we have choices to make. And, you know, it's very, very important to work with friends and family and loved ones, because, you know, you gotta have to make your contingency plans. What do you do when things really, really deteriorate? There was a person that put a thread up on Godlike Productions, and it was talking about, let's see if I could find it, because I think it is pertinent. Again, a lot of people don't understand how close we are. There you go. 100 items to disappear first in war, in a world war. And it's true, because we are very close. But I think that they still want to see more of a civil war going on, or an outright, some states totally defying the federal government before they trigger the bigger war. And the bigger war, obviously, is very, very close. But things like generators, if you don't have a generator, you know, look into it. Water filters, purifiers, my gosh, have redundancy. Portable toilets, you might not even think of that, you know, but like our buddy Joe was talking about his big purchase of a portable toilet just in case, but he does live in an RV. Seasoned firewood. I mean, it's so many things. Obviously, forms of keeping yourself safe. How about you know, hand-operated can openers? Do you have any of those instead of power ones? Again, things like that. All the basics, you know, propane, we've talked about that. Garbage bags, all the basics again. You know, do you have long-term food storage? There's so much. Old-fashioned handy knives, hand axe, hand saws in case there is no power. You know, do you have a lot of matches? There's so many things to think of, really, you know, in this type of situation, because rationing is around the corner. It's going to happen. It's just, you know, we're not getting around the war, unfortunately, at this point in time, unless we have a massive awakening. And so we will be faced with rationing. We will be faced with a lot of challenges. And in France, we see the clashes are still ongoing. Police are trying to push the protesters out of the center of Paris. In response, people are firing flares at them and burning garbage cans. It's kind of, I've seen a lot of people saying, how close is France to civil war? It feels a little bit closer than here. But again, you know, if you look to history, us and the French have a lot in common when it comes to that type of thing. Of course, the French Revolution, ooh, you know, there was a lot of close shaves there.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think so. A lot of close shaves, most definitely. And then, Mike, we were looking at this. I'll make it go again. I mean, this is something I would have done when I was raising my children. I would have taken them to this place. If I had a fish that did that, I would have brought all my kids and had them chase the fish for an hour or 2 hours. I mean, isn't this cute? The kid is playing with the fish. The fish is playing with the kid. I mean, I can't think of a better duo, really. This is adorable.
Is playing with nature, but let nature be free. So, you know, humanity isn't free. We think we're free, but we're not really free. We're slaves to the system, and we will be free when we get outside and the system collapses.
You know, I think a fish tank is really such a great example, because if it's big enough, I'm sure a lot of fish think that they might be free. They don't know anything else except for what they've been raised in. And this is how society is, too. I mean, people just simply don't know anything else except for what they've been shown. And that's why we're always saying, think big, think outside the box. You know, don't just realize it's not just the things that you've grown up with. There is so much more out there in the world. And you can ask your guides, you can ask your angels to show you what is out there for you to expand your horizons.
Yeah, there are far more beings that are not in this 3D embodiment than there are in 3D embodiment. So yes, absolutely, there are angels. We all have guides out there. You know, the fish might think, you know, hey, we must have did something wrong because the little guy or whoever is in charge of feeding us didn't feed us. You know, God is mad at us. God didn't feed us this day. Or God is mad at us. God didn't clean our environment, clean the water, and now everybody's getting sick. And then the fish might think it's an act of God. But is it? No, it's an act of the caretaker, whoever is viewing this as their aquarium. Now, in our aquarium of Earth, you know, they, whenever they want to, they spray the skies with all sorts of different things. When they decide, you know, there's too many fish in the aquarium, they get rid of some of the fish in the aquarium. When they decide to do a complete reset, they do a complete reset and start all over again. Ah, but it's not God. It's not the creator of all of us. No, it's not the creator, the source of all things. No, it's the caretaker, the one that is... Let's not even use the word caretaker. It's the one that's in control of the environment of Earth, you know, during these dark ages, which, again, is not the creator. The creator sets things in motion and lets it go. And if things get very, very distorted, the creator will try to bring back some balance. but will not interfere with the free will of all the souls experiencing this creation.
Indeed.
As always, guys, thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. Much love, God bless, and namaste.
Namaste.